Sunday morning, all the earth had been in mourning. Jesus Christ had suffered, bled, and died alone. When the friends who came to seek him in the tomb, they tried to keep him, but the stone was rolled away. My Lord was gone. He is risen. It was Jesus who had risen, that their sins could be forgiven, and their hearts did burn within them on their way. He is risen here today, he's no longer where he lay. He is risen, for I feel him in my soul. In his work, that we are living. The promise has been given that our Lord would come and walk among his own. As it was in the days of Sodom, when his word had been forgotten, to his elect its grace and power will be shown. He is risen here today.
Sister Campbell, that was wonderful. Amen. How many feel them in their soul?
Hey.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen. Hey. Amen. Hey. Let's sing that little song, Hosanna, Blessed Be the Rock.
Yeah.
Hosanna, Blessed Be the Rock. Be the rock of my salvation.
forevermore. Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna! Blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. One more time. Oh,
stand up and I'll sing it. Blessed be. Is he your rock? Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the rock. Yes, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Sing it again. Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the rock. He's my rock. Be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Let's do it one more time. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Amen. Aren't you glad he's your rock?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a rock during this time, as Brother Branham said. That soldier went out, we heard not too many days ago. He went on the battlefield and all the mustard gas and everything was dead around him. And he said he turned over that little rock and there was that little flower that was blooming up. That's us. Oh, I love that. He's my rock. He's my everything. Oh, we love him today. Amen. Let's just spend one more time and love him. How Brother Lamb says to you, he says, that pond lily. He says, that was and all the muck and all the things is, and that's us, what we have to grow up around and what we're a part of. But he says, that beautiful little lily. He says, it comes up and it toils and toils and it comes up and it blooms and all the muck that's around us. And that's what I see when I see each of you, is I just see that beautiful pond lily that come up with down there on Spring Street. It's here. This is the church.
Hallelujah.
This is the church. God's got his bride coming from everywhere. We have one thing that brings us together. The Word.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, it's come to the best time of our service right now, is to be able to hear that Word and to fellowship around that Word, and for Christ himself to come and to minister to us today through God's chosen vessel that he chose before the foundation of the world. I'm so glad it was a man, but it was God's chosen man, God's chosen vessel. What did he say? If you get the people to believe you. He said, you got to believe that messenger first. Then you got to be, if you do that, then you'll believe the message he's bringing you. I love how he said in that tape the other night. Remember when you're talking to him? Remember you said you believe the message that I brought you. He said, that's what that angel of the Lord said to do. And we do. But we're here to worship the Holy Spirit, to bring it down, to reveal us his word. So as we bow our heads, one more time as we prepare ourselves to hear the word brought forth from the throne of God. Let's just sing our national anthem as we welcome God's prophet to this pulpit.
Only believe, and all things are.
Only thee. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Once again, what a privilege it is to be able to welcome to this pulpit today to bring us the words of eternal life. God's chosen prophet, Malachi 4, Revelations 10, 7. Everything, every promise pointed to this last day, to that voice. It is the voice of God to the bride of Jesus Christ. You believe that?
Yeah.
Amen. If you believe that, then you're going to get something special today.
Yes.
It's going to be glorious.
Yes.
We're sitting together right now in heavenly places, and the Lord Jesus is right here.
Lord.
Oh, Lord, just open up our eyes.
Amen.
Open up our hearts, Lord. Just absorb. I just want to be a sponge is to suck in that word that you're getting ready to give to me. Amen. Today, we're going to hear the message Countdown, which was preached in Jeffersonville, Indiana on September the 9th. And today, for the Bride of Jesus Christ in Jeffersonville, Indiana,
Amen.
November the 15th, 2015. Amen.
Amen.
I welcome Brother Branham to the pulpit. God bless you.
It's always kind of hurry. I just got in. Brother Moore had me on the phone about coming down there for their Pentecostal 50-year jubilee. I was trying to make out dates in the businessman over the other place. I said, turned the phone up and said, you're that only believer. You know what that means? I just turned him over to Billy and run out the door.